What can I do for you?
Roll was out there today?
He was, yeah. He moved around okay, I think. But he's making progress.
Did you feel okay about having him for Sunday?
He made progress, yep.
And if Hosley is out, who would play the slot?
We'll have to wait and see, won't you, huh? We have a couple of guys that'll practice there.
What's your impression of the wide nine that the Eagles use? It doesn't seem like anybody, you know, just that scheme.
It's a very effective scheme for them. They've done very well with it. They have, as you know, they play nine guys, and they run them in and out and keep them fresh, and they attack the quarterback, and then they play the run on the way to the ball. So.
You've had a couple guys through the years with disc injuries. If Bradshaw said his has been an inflamed disc. I mean, how severe is it, and is it something that could flare up?
Well, I suppose it could flare up, yeah. In his case, he's been treated for a couple of weeks, so hopefully that's not going to happen. But it can flare up. We've gone through some backs. We've gone through some necks. You do that in this game, and hopefully once you get it under control, they know a little bit about it, and so they don't put themselves quite in that type of position. Sometimes you can't help it, naturally, but it can be reoccurring.
I don't know if you've been asked this, but what do you think of the documentary on the
I don't. Quite frankly, I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, you haven't seen it?
No. So I'll take a... I've received some nice comments about the family. So Judy's the... I told her I was sending her to California, to Hollywood. She told me she was sending me someplace too, but she didn't quite finish the sentence.
Do you think you'll get around to watching it?
Oh, I will. Definitely, yeah.
How do you think OC's been playing so far the first three games?
Played well the other night.
You know, like the sack numbers haven't been quite...
Mm-hmm. They haven't, but we're playing hard, and hopefully we're starting to get there.
Have you seen a lot of teams, I mean, as they have been for years, I guess, but, you know, kind of scheming against your
pass sure.
rushers?
Sure they do.
Have you been more this year, they're doing the quick throws, like what the Cowboys did? I mean,
there's quite a bit of that. Well, it wasn't necessarily all quick throws the other night, but it's definitely a part of the plan.
How do you, when teams are chipping or moving, putting guys in motion on certain sides, I mean, how do you overcome that?
That's not easy. What happens then is that you go through this, you know, when you chip, you don't get as many people out. So you're in a constant between the strategy of protection with the chipping, with the tight end, where you place the tight end, you snap the ball with someone in front of the great pass rusher versus do you spread them out and get some people out in the pattern quicker. So there's decisions that have to be made all along. But, you just keep coming. If you're a defensive lineman, you just keep coming, and you recognize the chips. And when you study Philadelphia, you'll see that a lot of times those outstanding rushers from the outside, when they see the chips coming, they move back into a bull rush position. So there are ways, there are strategies.
Is it tempting when you're facing a quarterback that's obviously struggled against the blitz to maybe want to blitz more than you usually do?
Yeah, it's calculated.
Yeah.
Because if you miss, he comes out of there. I don't know as he struggled. It hasn't necessarily always been blitz.
Right.
I mean, there's been some breakdowns in protection and things of that nature, forced to hold the ball sometimes. But they do a good job. They put him on the perimeter, and that gives him a better opportunity to extend the play, which is what he really does well.
There are a few guys, including Michael Vick, who are prone to fumble. Do you emphasize that this week a little more than any other
week? We always emphasize the number one thing we do at the beginning of the week is a turnover drill. And that's, based on last week when we played, we put ourselves in a plus territory, plus category, in terms of takeaway giveaways, and that's where we want to stay.
Not sure how you're listing, Cole, but if he and Hosley couldn't go, I mean, I think you might only have three corners active. I mean, does that put you guys in a tough position?
Well, it certainly isn't like having five, but we'll see how that goes. We may address one of the people from the media.
Hey, based on Andy Reid's comments the other day about Vic not necessarily being set as a quarterback, did you look at any polls? Did you do any kind of preparation for him? Or?
No, I didn't. I didn't hear that comment. So.
Over the last maybe 10, 15, 20 years,
think the expectations of how accurate a place kicker has to be, have they risen through the NFL with the expectations of for a place kicker?
Have the expectations for the
accuracy.
Accuracy of the place kicker risen? I would say like everything else, yes. Yeah. Like the expectations for every other part of the game have risen, so I'm sure in that regard they have as well.
Any theories why the accuracy is just so off the charts? I think the Browns guy had 3 50-yard field goals last night or something.
Stronger, bigger, you know, obviously an area of emphasis
right.
for people who are inclined to have that kind of ability. You know, there obviously a lot of these young men that are this skilled play for a long time.
Mm-hmm.